Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Math Study Guide from Manus. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the foundational topics in your OCR specification, sequences. Whether you're on the foundation or higher tier, mastering sequences is crucial for picking up guaranteed marks. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover everything from simple linear patterns to the trickier quadratic rules, give you some top examiner tips, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to make sure it's all locked in. Ready? Let's get started. So, what are sequences? At its heart, a sequence is just a list of numbers that follow a specific rule or pattern. Your job in the exam is to be a pattern detective. You'll be asked to find the rule, continue the sequence, or even check if a certain number could appear in the pattern.
Let's start with the most common type, linear sequences. These are sequences where the difference between consecutive terms is constant. We call this the common difference. For example, take the sequence 5, 8, 11, 14. What's the pattern? You've got it, we're adding 3 each time. The common difference is plus 3. Now the key skill here is finding the nth term expression. This is the algebraic rule that lets you find any term in the sequence without having to write the whole thing out. Since the common difference is 3, our nth term rule will start with 3n. Think of it like the 3 times table. The 3 times table goes 3, 6, 9, 12. Our sequence is 5, 8, 11, 14. How do we get from the 3 times table to our sequence? We add 2. So, the nth term is 3n plus 2. To check, let's find the first term. We substitute n equal to 1.3 times 1 is 3, plus 2 is 5. Perfect. For the second term, n equal to 3 times 2 is 6, plus 2 is 8. It works. That's a guaranteed type sequences. The classic Fibonacci sequence starts 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, where you add the two previous terms to get the next. OCR might give you a variation like starting with 2 and 5. The next term would be 2 plus 5 is equal to 7, then 5 plus 7 is equal to 12, and so on. The key here is to read the question carefully. It will always state that it's a Fibonacci-type sequence where you add the two preceding terms. Now for the higher-tier candidates, quadratic sequences. These are sequences where the difference between the terms changes, but the difference of the differences is constant. Let's look at an example. 3, 8, 17, 30, 47. The first differences are plus 5, plus 9, plus 13, plus 17, not constant. But the second differences are plus 4, plus 4, plus 4. It's constant! This tells us it's a quadratic sequence and the rule will involve n squared. Here's the killer exam tip. The coefficient of n squared, which we call a, is always half the second difference. Here, the second difference is 4, so a is 2. Our rule starts with 2n squared. Now we compare our sequence with 2n squared. For n equals 1, 2n squared is 2, our term is 3, the difference is plus 1. For n equals 2, 2n squared is 8, our term is 8, the difference is 0. For n equals 3, 2n squared is 18, our term is 17, the difference is negative 1. The differences form a new linear sequence, 1, 0, minus 1, which has the rule n plus 2. So we combine them. The full nth term is 2n squared minus n plus 2. It's a multi-step process, but it's the same process every single time. Practice it, and it's another 3 to 4 marks secured. Finally, geometric progressions.
Here, you multiply by a constant number each time, called the common ratio. For example, 2, 6, 18, 54, we're multiplying by 3 each time. The nth term looks a bit different. It's of the form a star squared n minus 1, where a is the first term and r is the common ratio. For our example, it would be 2 star squaredy n minus 1. Okay, let's talk exam technique. A classic question is 100 a term in the sequence 3n plus 2? To solve this, you set the nth term equal to the number 3n plus 2 is equal to 100. Then you solve for n. Here, 3n equals 98. Now, is 98 divisible by 3? No, it gives 32.66. Since n must be a whole number, a position in the sequence, 100 is not a term. For full marks, you must show the algebraic working and conclude with a statement like, 100 is not in the sequence because n is not an integer. What are the common mistakes? A big one is confusing the term-to-term rule with the nth term. Writing add 3 gets you no marks if the question asks for the nth term. Another is writing n plus 3 instead of 3n. Remember, the common difference multiplies n. And for quadratics, arithmetic errors are your biggest enemy. When you subtract an n squared from the original sequence, take your time and double-check your calculations.
It's time for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for 3 seconds, then give the answer. Let's go. 1. A sequence increases by 5 each time. What's the first part of its nth term? Senk n do. In a quadratic sequence, the second difference is 6. What is the n squared coefficient? 3. 3. What's the name for a sequence where you multiply by the same number each time? A geometric progression. 4. How do you check if a number is in a linear sequence? Set the nth term equal to the number and solve for n. And that's a wrap. Let's summarize. Linear sequences have a constant common difference, and the rule is like a times table with an adjustment. For quadratics, find the second difference, halve it to get your n squared part, and then find the linear bit that's left over. Always, always, always check your nth term rule by substituting n equals 1 and n equals 2 to see if it generates the correct terms. It's the best way to spot a mistake before you move on. Thanks for listening to this guide on sequences. Check out the full written guide on the Manny's platform for more worked examples, practice questions, and diagrams. Keep up the hard work, and we'll see you in the next episode.